Today is March 15th. Open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 30, around verse 11. Have your notepad ready and highlight on your pen. And then we'll be going to 2 Thessalonians. Okay, again, the Lord is speaking to Moses, which means the Spirit is coming through that, which is a stewardship. So the voice of God is in a stewardship. Okay, the voice of the Lord is in a stewardship for the purpose of establishing this knowledge in the minds of the saints. So by establishing this knowledge in the minds of the saints, it gives them an understanding of the perimeters of their expression. Okay, they're not to explore outside these boundaries, or it's a frame of truth. We'll be talking about that in Thessalonians. Okay, so here the Lord says to Moses, the Lord has spoken to Moses saying, take you the sum of the children of Israel. So I highlight the word take, because we're going to see the word take, and we're going to see the word give. Okay, and this giving, of course, has to do with a form of reciprocation, or a returning. Okay, we return to the Lord by the tokens of our reciprocation, okay, those things which he assigned for us and to us for the purpose of this joining or bonding. So here we see a bonding taking place. Now this is according to the shekel of the sanctuary. So God is putting a price upon the stewardship. He's putting a price upon this form of exchange. This is the price of him that was valued. The price of him that was valued. So God put a price upon our redemption. The price of him that was valued, as the prophet said. Now we return to the Lord through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so you take, here he says in verse 12, when you take the sum, A is a total number, when you take the sum of the children of Israel, it has to do with the brethren, after their number, and this, of course, is your appointed portions, according to number, as an appointed portions. We also receive gifts from on high. Okay, we receive gifts from on high in order to return or to reciprocate to the Lord the price of him that was valued. So when you take the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give. See the word give there? So hide the word give. Give there with your highlighter. And we'll see the word give spoken many times here. Alright, and then shall they give every man a ransom. So I highlight the word ransom there, which has to do as a token for his soul unto the Lord, when you number them, that there be no plague among them when you number them. Okay, if we don't reciprocate according to the price of him that was valued, okay, then that which we reciprocate will not be received the Lord, because it will fall short of his glory. It will fall short of his glory. Any token that is not the value of him that was priced, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, that which is not a portion of his fullness, okay, is not to be accepted. So in other words, it will not stand to the ransom. It will fall short. Okay, when you number them, that there be no plague among them. So I highlight the word plague. Okay, a plague or a leprosy of knowledge. Okay, their knowledge should not be leprous, okay, or plagued, okay, if they receive these things in its wholesomeness. Among them, when you number them. So he says, when you, we talk about the stewardship. So again, we see, as in the epistles of the apostles, okay, that the calling is the gauge. The calling is the gauge or the scale. The calling is the gauge or the scale to which everything is set within that standard. So the apostles are giving this knowledge for the purpose of the brethren to see what the standard is for their discernment. Without the scale, there's no discernment. Okay, without the scale, there's no discernment. If there's no scale that's consistent, okay, with the shekel of the sanctuary, okay, then it's considered as that which is the bag of the thief. Okay, the bag of the thief. Of course, you know who we're talking about, right? We're talking about Judas Iscariot. Of course, we'll mention here more about him in a moment. Now, verse 13. Now, this shall they give. So, hide the word give there. Because we're talking about returning. This shall they give or return. Because Jesus himself will give a ransom, himself as a ransom, okay, for all those that consent. He's giving himself a ransom to all those that consent. When you number them, this shall they give, everyone that passes among them. So hide the word passes. The word passing has to do with a form of sojourning. Okay, all those which are sojourning, okay, according to this number. Okay, the remnant shall be saved. passes among them that are numbered half a shekel. So hide the word half a shekel. Now, half a shekel is a portion of a whole. Okay, Christ, when he comes, will provide himself the fullness. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Okay, and of his fullness, John said, of his fullness have all we received, and grace upon grace. So hide the word half a shekel, because half a shekel is a portion, okay, of that one shekel, which is a shekel of the sanctuary. Jesus Christ is a temple. Jesus Christ is our altar. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. So Jesus Christ is the fullness which we partake of. We no longer give of the portion, we take of his fullness, which is those things which are from above. Okay, that which is of his throne. So here he says half a shekel, after the shekel, the sanctuary. Okay, or the gauge of the scale that I sanctify. The gauge of the scale that I sanctify, the shekel of the sanctuary. Okay, a shekel is 20 gerahs. So I have to word 20, because we're going to break this down here. A half a shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. That these are the things which they shall practice at this time, because the gospel is being preached within these parables. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is being preached in these parables. And this is why Jesus spoke unto them in parables. He was preaching of himself. Okay, when he was making mention concerning the people and the events of this covenant, okay, remember he talked about Samson, he talked about Jonah, okay, he also talked about Noah, he talked about Moses and Abraham. He's talking about the parables which God elected to preach through each individual and each circumstance, as Jonah and the whale. As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be in the center of the earth. We can see that the gospel is being preached through the people and the events and during this selected time. These are the parables which Jesus is speaking to the people. And these things he spoke them in parables. But to the apostles, he broke open the understanding, like breaking open an egg. He's breaking open the egg or releasing the power in the egg, which has to do the understanding. So when Christ comes, he says, when I come, until I come and pay the full price of myself, will they offer only percentage or a portion? That means a half of a whole. Okay, only those that I call shall come to me, okay, and be a remnant, okay, of the total population. A remnant shall be saved. A very small portion of the total population of the world will be saved. Okay, because our Father in heaven elected this according to the portion that was given to him. And we'll talk about that in a moment too. A portion of the Lord was given to Jesus. As Jesus said, all those that you have given me, I have kept. All those that you give me, where were they given? Was this portion was provided in the Father's bosom and was selected or taken out from among the Jews, okay, of the first century. All those that you give me, I have kept. And none was lost but the son of perdition, okay, the protester. So everyone that passes among them, there's a word passes among them again, okay, those which he calls out, okay, that are numbered from 20 years old and above. So I have the word 20. 20, which is 10 times 2, which is a complete divine portion. A remnant shall be saved. This is the complete divine portion, which I am giving to myself. God is rewarding himself for those that return to him. Okay, so this is what makes us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So here he says, 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. So I'll hide the word give again. Okay, they only should return to me that fit this requirement. Okay, they only should return to me that fit this requirement. That means within this portion of time, 20 years old and above. Okay, now, that which is of the youth, okay, establishes the genealogies and the generations of the house, that which is the youth, okay, as the sons of Aaron continue the tradition of their father. We also continue the tradition of our father, okay, while we are on earth. We're continuing this tradition, and we'll be talking about that too in Thessalonians. Let's look at verse 15 here. Those that's joining us, we're in Exodus chapter 30. Now verse 15, the rich shall not give more, the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. Okay, this is again the portion of the whole. In other words, the rich shall not give for the purpose of attaining the aspiration, and the poor shall not give for the purpose of their lack. Okay, to attain things. So these are the things or the gifts which God has assigned, whether rich or poor. And we see this also in the New Testament, okay, concerning the gifts, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they
give. This is a reciprocation. A portion of the whole they shall give for the purpose of the reciprocation to return, an offering unto the Lord. Now this offering which we give in our charity is for the purpose of our atonement. That's to be joined to Him, to be bound to Christ. An offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your soul. And we see this also in John 17:12. Okay, and so you can keep your finger there, and I'm going to jump over here to John 17:12, where Jesus speaks these things. And well, I'll start with verse 11. And now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. And we talk about the portion now. Okay, those which are appointed to carry this tradition, and I come to you, Holy Father. Okay, that which is of the bosom. Keep through your own name. This is a token of ownership. Okay, the shekel is a token of ownership. You give a token of cash, a currency, for the purpose of taking ownership of something. When you go to the store, okay, you barter with cash, a currency, for the purpose of obtaining something for your ownership. And Jesus is that price. Okay, for the token of His ownership. Holy Father, keep through your own name those whom you've given me. That was on the other side of the water. That they may be one even as we one. That is, that they will be heirs in one house. Verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those in the world, I kept them in your name. That is, I'm the shekel. I purchased them. These are those which consented. Those that you gave me, I have kept. That is, by this power. So through the sanctified system that you authorized for this ownership, I kept by your power, this knowledge. I have kept. None of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now you'll see where he's referring to, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So now I'm going back here to Exodus. So make an atonement for your soul. So Judas Iscariot will fulfill this transgression. Okay, for he had the bag. He had the bag. We see this in John 12, verse 6. See, so if you go to, I'll just read that. Yeah, John 12, verse 6. Why was this ointment, as Judas saying, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? And we were just talking about the poor and the rich, right? And this he said, not because he cared for the poor. Remember, he had the bag. The portions were put in the bag, and the bag was what the thief carried. The bag contained or withheld. The bag withheld. The bag withheld the portion. The portion was put to the temple. But Judas held the bag as an independent minister. He was an apostle, but he held the bag as an independent minister. He was a thief. But because he was a thief and he had the bag, and beer was put therein. So you can see how this was fulfilled here. In verse 16, now I'm back in Exodus. We're going to finish this up here. Now you shall take the atonement money. That is, but even though Judas had the bag, but you notice where the bag or the money was to be given to. You shall take the atonement money. By joining to me, you shall share this blessing. So you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel, of the brethren, and shall appoint it for what? For the service and activity of the temple, or the activity of the soul. The activity of the soul. The knowledge I have given unto you, the shekel which I have provided for you, is for the activity of your soul, your charity. So the knowledge I'm giving to you is for your charity. This is the shekel. This is the shekel which, by which we return to the Lord. We are now counted of His house. We have been purchased for the service of the temple, okay, of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. Okay, that is, these are the tokens. All these tokens, okay, will be me. This is what Jesus is saying. All these tokens will be me to reflect upon. This is a memorial to reflect upon for the brethren. That is, unto the children of Israel before the Lord, that is when they assemble by my name. And this is what we're doing here. We're assembling in His name. Okay, that is before the Lord, to assemble in His name. To make an atonement for your souls, as His charity is to be token for your unity with me and one another. But the thief steals and denies the life. The sinner looks at the hypocrite, because the hypocrite says that they represent God. And yet the hypocrite, okay, blasphemes the Lord through forms of transgression. The transgression is put in the doctrines that they receive as for the purpose of their independence. They're trying to explore their own way in the kingdom of God. Okay, they're trying to explore their own way in the kingdom of God. So they're holding God in contempt. So Jesus said Himself, I'm the way, the truth, and life. But the hypocrite's thinking, I must now find that way. See what they're thinking? I have to find what the way is. Well, Jesus already said what the way was. He said the way was in Himself. That means you must partake of my fullness, and the fullness includes what? The government, the truth, and the spirit, prayer, preaching, prophecy, the gifts, the callings, the grace of God. We must partake of His fullness and covenant. So why are you exploring these other avenues to be saved? Why are you exploring these other avenues? Why do you continue to transgress against God? Okay, why do you trespass against him? Okay, trespass, which means you're going beyond the boundaries, and transgression has to do, okay, what has to do with the doctrines of error. Okay, when you go beyond the boundary of truth, you will transgress against God. Now, when you transgress against God, then you look within yourself to try to find resolve. Okay, so you look within the moral code, and you begin to use your own moral code, okay, for the standard, or for the scale, or for the shekel. In other words, you're offering the Lord strange money, okay, heathen money. Okay, no matter how much money you give, okay, it has to be that which God says. The rich should not give more, the poor should not give less than one shekel. Where's that shekel supposed to be? In the sanctuary. Well, whom is the sanctuary? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, Jesus paid the price for us, the price of him that was valued. He's the shekel of the sanctuary. All right, the son of perdition, we talked about that in verse 3. Let's go on here in verse 4, because he opposes. See the word oppose. Highlight the word oppose and exalts. Oppose and exalts. Okay, this is the same pattern. As Satan established this pattern within his own record and himself in the seventh heaven, and he was cast out, so also his children maintain that same pattern in this earth, in the dimension of the waters. They oppose and exalt. The protesters will always oppose, and they will exalt their own light. Okay, they always oppose the government of God and the stewardship, and exalt themselves, their own light. Okay, if you don't accept the stone which God has given, then what stone are you going to accept? Okay, well, people say, well, I'll volunteer myself. Well, that's not even biblical. Okay, you can't save yourself. And that's not even biblical for one to save thyself. But it is biblical in order to build with the stewardship. Okay, now, that's biblical, and it has been since the foundation of the world. So who opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God. So hide the word opposes, which means he's going to deny government. He's going to volunteer his own leadership and his own doctrines to oppose anything that the Lord sanctifies. Okay, to oppose anything that the Lord sanctifies. In other words, they're going to present their own coinage, or they're going to make their own shekel, okay, or a wooden nickel, okay, a wooden nickel. And you take a nickel, and you can paint your own face on it. It says there. Okay, now you take that down to the store and see if they're going to receive it. Take your nickel to the store and see if they're going to receive it. No, they're not going to receive it. They just laugh at you. It says, what is this? And he says, well, I'm giving you an image of myself to barter with. And God will laugh at you and says, the shekel is Christ. Why are you providing this strange coinage, the coinage of the heathen? Okay, there is no coinage allowed in here but that which I sanctify. Not the Greek, not the Roman, not the Persian. Okay, only that which I sanctify, that which I've provided for you. Okay, Jesus paid the price for us. He's the shekel of the sanctuary. We accept the memorial which God has established within him. The price of him that was valued we embrace. Jesus Christ is a token of our bartering. Whereas by this shekel we return unto the bosom of our Father. Okay, we don't put it within the bag of our covetousness, but we issue forth for the purpose of his brightness.
All those which are listening today, if you like to come in covenant with God, okay, if you have to begin to seek God, you're going to have to also put aside the barriers of your former traditions and your mindset, and you're going to have to seek him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Okay, if you want to come and come with God. Okay, well, thank you for listening today, and continue to seek the Lord. His grace will abound towards those that seek him out of a pure heart. And this is Apostle Eric von Ersick here speaking. Have a good day, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.